Liberty Auto Rescue. Hello?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, Larry. So I'm giving you a call. It looks like your ads are off this morning. They were running yesterday.
Yeah, I saw, and I could tell by the volume of phone calls that we were dropping below the budget, because all the people that I know that had $32 budgets all of a sudden were on top of us. So where are we at on our daily budget limit?
Okay, so what we've got you set at? Okay, let me look. We have you at $35 a day.
$35 a day?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
$90, so anything you do, small increments would be good.
Yeah, go up $1. Just
okay.
To see.
I was thinking $5. I don't think $1 will make any difference at all. But
yeah, I don't know. Well, my problem is then, you know, it's kind of a hit and miss on it. Sometimes they burn the shit out of your budget, and you just don't know, and you stay on top. I just don't. The volume of calls on this last go round dropped off significantly. Budget lasted longer, but call volume is down. That's my problem right now is, anytime I'm searching listings and stuff like that, I'm just not seeing enough, exposure. There's so many other companies going out there now. Everybody and their brother's doing it. And, you know, I don't know if we need to go in there, and put fully licensed, insured, trained technicians, business. I don't know, because it's killing me on some of these companies that are out here right now.
Licensed and insured is already typically in your ad extensions.
Okay.
And should be on your website too.
So now, we can have one listing per business, right?
Okay. Well, what you can have is one listing per address. Some businesses have what's considered multiple locations. So it might be the same business with multiple locations, but only one business per address.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just trying to figure out with the other companies coming in with my bed liners, the batteries, and got some tire sales coming in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be at the same business. Am I going to have to start saying unit A, B, C, and D to have a different address?
Well, you can try, but that can fail, too. I mean, it works in some cases, but the legitimate address is what's really needed in most cases.
Well, and that's what we're getting is a shop, mm-hmm. a storefront, a whole bunch of things, and to support all this all, I've got to keep driving towards the goal. You know, the beginning of the month, I think it was the second and third. You know, we had some awesome sales and, a lot of calls. It just had this last, advertisement cycle. I just didn't see the call volume just dropped off. So I'm trying to figure out what's occurring so we can correct it and stay on top of the game.
Right. Well, I gotta tell you, you know, the first time when we first dropped, limited your hours, that seemed to help. But even in that frame of hours, Google's saying that, you know, obviously you could get a lot more clicks. We want to keep those hours for now. And hopefully this round will be better. But, you know, I can put it up a dollar if you'd like. I would suggest five to have any really impact. Because the whole point is, of going up is to get more.
Yes, yes. All right, let's go up five and see what it does.
Okay.
And is there anything we can do besides more reviews? Or I'm trying to figure out what to do to get my listings up farther.
Okay. Well, reviews is, and responding to reviews is only one thing. We'll have them look it over for any new changes we can make. Do you have any new pictures? Sometimes when I ask about this, they ask for new pictures. Do you have any new pictures you could send?
I will send some out today.
Okay. We'll put some new pictures on there too. Okay.
That, yeah. Then, you know, maybe that's just, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how to get this call volume the way it was for February, and March. Because April is starting off like crap, and February and March, you know, when we shut the phone number off and the tow phone number and started advertising it and everything came to me and I dispatched, well, that was an answer to a problem I had, was call volume and capturing the number of calls and money involved in this. So I guess I need to be happy with those 2 months. But I want to take it up to $15,000 worth of call volume. Because February and March, we did $9,000 in call volume, which is, you know, substantially more than the previous months when we were just taking roadside and allowing the other companies to take the direct calling. So it did answer that question that we had that I wanted answered on what was the tow value of a company as far as call. And right about $5,000 a month.
I see.
So, yeah, let me get some photos and some other things going on that so that we can see what we can do on that. But let's do 200.
Okay.
And let's knock it up to 35 and see
what
happens.
No, it's on 30. It's on 35, so that would move it to 40.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was on 32.
No, 35.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to just go look at that again, okay?
Yeah.
No, it's 35, but there was a point some weeks ago where you might have been 33 or something like that, but you're 35 right now. From the last time
okay.
we changed it. So we're going to change it to 40.
Okay.
Okay. And
I'm just trying to track, you know, it doesn't do me any good, you know, if my advertisement budget is exceeding and I have no profit, you know. So
right.
That's what I'm trying to keep a hold and a grasp on is that, you know, where's the happy medium here? Where we know, and then at that point it can be a self-propelled machine and we can set it up on some auto do and you wouldn't have to do so much babysitting of me and things on the account, as long as we know what we need to do on the account. And you know, every week we do something, add a picture, do this, do that, whatever. But we'll see what this does for this this weekend. Hopefully it knocks the call volume up.
Yep. I hope you have a great weekend. I mean, you've got enough on there. Your hours are good.
I'll work on getting some summertime pictures and fun stuff like that going and coming your way. So
perfect.
And maybe I'll as soon as I have the information on my bed liners, Power Pro bed liners and the franchise rights and all that stuff that I can take and use their logos and banners on my websites and all that stuff, I'll be sending that info too. I was hoping to have that all today. So, But we are starting bedliners here up also here in the next couple weeks. So we're going to start advertising that.
Okay. So, all right. We'll follow up when you're ready, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.